Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist and I've been writing about and talking about M&A for a decade. In this episode, we're heading to Mexico to find out about the booming fintech sector in Latin America. I'm joined by Adriana Curiel, who is the Mexico correspondent for Merger Market. Hi, Adriana. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Julianne. Thanks for having me again.
So fintech is a bit of a hotspot for deal activity in Latin America. Can you tell me a bit more about that and what kind of activity you're seeing and why, please?
Well, as you know, new technology solutions continue growing across the globe. But in Latin America, there's a particular interest in fintech because of two main reasons. One is the fact that we have a large young population. And two, because it continues to be a large number of unbanked people in the region. So this young people is more open to use innovative solutions. They are not afraid of them. On the contrary, they are looking for these solutions on this day-to-day life. And by the other hand, these fintech are looking to get to target these unbanked people by offering loans and financial solutions with less requirements than the traditional banks. Just as an example, in Mexico, according to the World Bank, 7 from 10 people do not have access to bank credits, which is huge.
And is that a similar picture that's replicated across the region, or is Mexico a bit of an extreme example there?
Yeah, well, I believe that Mexico is the extreme example, but well, in the region, in Latin America, in the Hispanic Latin America, there's a large room to grow for these companies. Brazil is more mature, but anyway, it's growing very, very fast, and they have also a very young population, which is looking for more attractive products.
Wonderful. Thank you. And can you tell me how many deals that you've seen in the fintech sector in Latin America, please?
Sure. The region, the financial services industry, reported 111 deals totaling nearly $2.5 billion last year. And it's a large sum considering that it's larger than chemicals, retail, oil and gas, and telecom.
And Adriana, can you tell me how many deals have been done in the wider financial services sector, which fintech comes under in Latin America, please?
Sure. In the financial services industry reported 111 deals totaling nearly $2.5 billion last year. This is a huge sum that puts it ahead of sectors like chemicals, retail, oil and gas, and telecom.
Thank you. And can you give me some examples of those deals, perhaps focusing on some of the bigger deals or the more interesting ones because they're cross-border?
Sure. Well, because of the recent deals in Brazil, which is the largest country in Latin America, and just this week, yesterday, in fact, the Spain-based Pay Retailers, it's a fintech payment specialist, acquired Transfira, a Brazilian payment management and processing services provider. Also this week, the Brazilian SomaPay, Sociedade de Crédito Directo, which is a developer of payroll software and credit provider, acquired 40% stake in B-Valley, which is a local fintech. Well, and another transactions made in last year in Mexico, and there's a SIF, a Mexican financial solution provider that acquired a local digital lending company, Arrenda. In Mexico, also in September, Uganda-based ASAC, which is a lender that offers credit for motorcycles, acquired Flex Club Mexico, a company focused on financial of cars. Also, last year, Airwallex, which is an Australian cross-border business payment services provider, acquired Mexpago, a Mexican peer. And, well, there are many other examples. Also, it's interesting that companies from Latin America, from other countries, are looking to buy companies in other peers in Latin America, like the Colombian provider of payment solutions, Punto Red, that acquired the Mexican peer, Gestopago. And there was also a merge between a Brazilian company and Mexican company, Best, which is a Mexican startup that operates a platform for Latin American users to invest in the U.S. market, merged with the Brazilian peer spread out fee. And the company resulting from the merger aims to become one of the largest Latin American investments platforms focused on the US stock market, which is very interesting.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. And can we look briefly at some of the sub-segments or sub-sectors of that broader fintech sector? Which of those sub-sectors are particularly active and why?
Yeah, well, as you can see, there are a lot of things happening in all the sectors, but micro-lending is a very interesting sector. Contactless payments, cryptocurrency related, and other services like buy now and pay later. Also because of the lack of credit that we were talking about before, people need a lot of this micro-lending and these other services like buy now, pay later. And also because the young people want digital acceleration, and these other services like contactless are very interesting for them.
And can we just finish off by you telling me about the companies that are looking to buy? Who are the acquirers? You ran through a list of deals already, but can you just talk through those companies that might be doing deals the rest of this year, maybe the coming years, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, we're seeing a lot of different deals, not only from large foreign companies looking to enter in Latin America, but also as we see, there are companies from Latin America merging between each other, but also Latin American companies looking to buy outside. So there are companies like Principia, a Brazil fintech, they specialize in financial management solutions for educational purposes, which is interested in buying companies not only in Brazil, but in the US, particularly in and it's another company that is also Brazilian. It's the digital bank, T10 Bank, which is also looking to buy companies in Brazil and in the Miami region. Also, there's a Mexican company, Globcash, which is a pawn broker, which is looking for acquisitions in the pawn shops in Florida and Texas through a joint venture with Houston-based Sunbelt Pawn Shops. So as you can see, there are many types of deals happening in the sector.
And I guess the kind of the crossover with North America could open a lot of doors in both directions for businesses looking to do deals.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. All right. Good to talk to you, Adriana. Thanks very much. That was Adriana Curiel, who is the Mexico correspondent for Merger Market. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been discussing on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.